if you sit down and don't have very much to say, that's quiet. But if you have something to say or something other, anything worry, you bound to walk or have something to say about it, that wouldn't be quiet. That would, you know, be just a way. But quiet mean you sit down and don't have much to say, you know. Going in, out, you go to town, you don't have much to say. If you're at home, you don't have too much to say, you know. That's quiet.
Well, what about queer or
queer? Queer, I wouldn't know about queer. But I know quiet.
Well, did people ever use the word queer?
No.
Somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and then goes outside and doesn't even bother to lock the door.
Say they're careless, lay the money down, careless. That's right.
And somebody that you can't argue with him because he won't ever admit he's wrong, even if he is.
Now, how you say it?
Somebody you can't argue with, because he won't ever admit that he's wrong. And he's going to do things his way.
Well, you can say he hard-headed or don't listen. He hard-headed. Don't listen to nobody else. He think he right.
And somebody that you can't joke with without him losing his temper.
You say he's so conceited. He's so conceited, quick to get mad.
Or you say, well, you better not tease him about that.
That's right, because he's quick to get mad. And
he's awful
quick to get mad.
Do you ever hear touches or touchy? Touches or touchy?
Say touch him.
Somebody's touches.
Oh, if you touch him, if you touch him, then he would get mad. That's right. Don't touch him, he get mad.
If somebody's about to lose their temper, you might tell them to just keep
quiet for a moment or two.
Or just keep what?
Keep quiet just for a little bit. Just like if they're losing their temper, you tell them, just keep quiet and be satisfied or something, you know.
Do you ever say keep calm or keep calm?
Yeah, keep calm. Be calm. And calm down. Quiet, you know.
And if you had been working very hard, you'd say you were very
tired.
Anything else?
Huh?
Or you say I'm just completely
give out. Give out. Right.
Using the word wear out.
You can say you wear out. That's right.
I'm just
completely worn out. Or you could say I'm just tired out. You know, completely tired out.
And someone went outside in bad weather, came in and was sneezing and his eyes were running. You'd say that happened to him?
I said he got a cold, fresh cold. If his teeth sneezing and, you know, his nose running, I said fresh cold. That's right.
You say yesterday he went outside and what?
Caught a cold. Right.
And if he couldn't talk right, then you'd say he was a little bit
better. That's right. He couldn't talk, but now he's a little better now.
But it still sounds kind of...
Sounds a little funny and kind of hoarse or with a cold, you know.
And if you go like that, you
That's
have...
That's right, you cough with a little cold. Sound with a little cold.
And someone who can't hear anything at all, you'd say that he's...
Deaf.
And say if a man had been out working in the sun and takes off his shirt and it's all wet. He'd say, look
how much I have sweated and got wet. Right.
Or it was so hot that I
like to fell out or burnt out.
Or that I what a lot.
Or sweated a lot.
That's
right.